In the Caucasus Mountains nation of Georgia, dumpling eating is a serious activity. I'm not Georgian, but the first rule I learnt when I came to Georgia was how to eat hinkali, said Sergei Shirinsky. He says he is now a dumpling expert. Georgian hinkali is a national symbol and source of pride. It is usually filled with a mix of raw ground beef and pork, as well as herbs and spices. It is then boiled and served hot. Hinkali is also the reason behind many mealtime debates. You should know that it's eaten with hands only. That's the first rule, Shirinsky says. Usually, eaters hold a single hinkali by its base. Its base is a collection of dough brought together during the folding process to bring the dumpling together. Then, eaters bite into the soft underside, being sure to eat any juices in the process. The second rule is no condiments, things added to give food a stronger taste. If you add something other than pepper, you can go to prison in Georgia, Shirinsky jokes. The exact beginnings of the dumpling in Georgia are unclear. But hinkali has been prepared in towns and villages across the country for centuries. Different areas of the country still argue over who invented it and who makes it best. Modern versions include a variety of different stuffing choices, like Georgian sulgini cheese, mushrooms, and potatoes. Hinkali making has also become popular among the millions of tourists that visit the country every year. In the capital, Tbilisi, retired Dr. Irina Jandiri offers cooking classes in her living room. It's fun, it's fascinating, and in the end, it is very tasty, she says. Every week, we have a hinkali day in our family. It's a great excuse to gather with friends and relatives, says Christine Mamasaklisi. She is a dance teacher from Tbilisi. Everything revolves around hinkali here, she says. This is not just a dish. It's an integral part of Georgian culture and identity. I'm Dan Novak.